Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we're going to go to the bullpen and bring in CR. He's Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
What up, CR?
See what you did there. I see what you did there. That was cute. That was cute, guys.
Yeah, I should have heard the first segment of the show. More of the same garbage.
Hey, any truth that you went to dinner with LeBron and Tristan the other night at Nobu?
Yeah, we're hanging out with
Chloe.
Heard
you were in that group.
I will neither confirm nor deny that one. But they do have a great spicy tuna roll. So, yes, it's possible.
And what is it, $95?
That's just to sit down.
Chris Rose is in Los Angeles. Of course, he works for the MLB Network, the NFL Network. Before we get a little further down the road, how about last night? Two outs, ninth inning, you're up 4-0, and you give up 7. Those things happen, I know, and it's Cody Allen, who we all like, and Cody's a terrific closer. It just happened. But I think it did shine a little spotlight on the bullpen and maybe put up even more of a warning flag, Chris, that this team better do something about the back end of that bullpen and soon.
Well, two things. First of all, I'm all for adjusting with the times. I think that Carl Willis from now on out should FaceTime Scott Atchison in the bullpen instead of just pick up a phone. That way no messages will get crossed. That way, we can look into the bullpen. Maybe the guy who's supposed to get up and relieve can wave into the phone. And then you could be like, yes, I want to go with OP instead of OT. So I'm just trying to help the guys out a little bit.
Yep.
Chris, it might be a little too soon after the Apple Watch scandal of last year. I just want to say.
Hey, listen, baseball, we're willing to try and make things more interesting for the fans and all that sort of stuff. So why don't we just broaden our technological horizon a little bit, okay? Andy, you don't mind?
I'm sorry. I'm very 1980s. I was just C-loading my game, my Space Invaders game the other day.
Once again, well done. And then we've known that the bullpen has been a problem pretty much since April,
yes.
I would say. They are just trying to make sure they don't overpay. The problem is there's a lot of good teams that want to add bullpen help. So I don't know how much the price is going to go down for guys, whether it's an Iglesias or Brad Hand or – even Zach Britton, who has pitched better over the last week. Guys like that. I looked at the standings today, and I tried to figure out where the Indians are in the pecking order of the American League. And right now, out of the five teams that hold playoff spots, what would you put them as?
Bottom?
Number five?
Yeah,
number five.
Yep.
It doesn't mean they can't win series. It just means that they're going to here's the frustrating thing. Kluber on Saturday goes 7 shutout. We lose in extras.
Yeah.
Last night, Bauer was fantastic. Gave up nothing, and we lose. That could happen in the playoffs. So if you do not fix this, then you're just saying, oh, screw it. You know what? We had a good 2-year run in 16 and 17, and we'll still have Frankie for a little while longer, and Jose will be here, and we'll still have our starting rotation, and the division will still stink. But you're not going full bore against the Yankees, Red Sox, Astros. And I think that's a disservice.
I want to go back to last night because there's a lot being said about this miscommunication between Carl and Tito. But, I mean, to me, that's wagging the dog. The problem is that your closer didn't get the job done last night. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. And if Otero's got good numbers against Votto, and Tito would have come out after the game last night and said, you know what, he had good numbers against him, and he was maybe protecting, the mistake that those guys had made in the dugout, I don't know that anyone would have said another word about it. And I just think that sometimes we get caught up in a story that it just sounds so funny and unreal that you can't believe it happened. But the reality is your closer didn't close last night, and that's all there is to it. You turn the page and move forward. True, false?
Well, yeah. I mean, but Cody's always good for one of these a year.
Yes.
You know, where and he has been nothing short of sensational since he's come up. He is an accountability guy. He's always in front of his locker, you can see. The game means so much to him. And in that role, you know, availability and durability means so much. I mean, how many guys go down with injuries and it just screws up the rest of your bullpen? That guy has been there every step of the way, and that's why I have said this countless times on this show. When Brian Shaw left, you were going to need at least 1.5 arms to replace him just because he was there every day and you could always rely on him. And, you know, Cody hasn't been his best this year, which is too bad because it's his walk year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm still willing to, you know, stick with him. It's not like there's a big controversy because what are you going to do, put Neil Ramirez in that spot? You know, as good as he's been with the exception of Saturday, it's that ain't happening. So I am more than willing to give him a pass on a poor performance. It's just, it's frustrating. But in the grand scheme of things, it means zilch on their regular season.
Chris Rose joining us. The situation is interesting to me because the Indians clearly have the easiest path to the playoffs of everybody in the American League. But the other teams that have a little better record, a little better stats, might need to make some moves. I'm kind of curious to see how the whole thing balances out because the Indians are, what, Chris, the last time I looked, and it was earlier this week, fourth or fifth in runs scored, fourth or fifth in pitching overall, where the teams that are in the playoff race are all above them. In other words, Houston, Boston, New York. And so
right.
I wonder, even with the situation the way it is now, you get to the playoffs, do you have enough to compete with those teams? It makes me think they need to be busy before the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about that. But even if let's say we get a reliever or two, decent ones, okay? So if you were to, in a perfect world, this would never happen, like I mentioned. You go Iglesias, right-hander that can come in any situation, go multiple innings if he needs to, could give Cody Allen a day off as a closer. And you got Brad Hand. Now, if you get one of those guys, you're laughing, okay? If you were to get both, let's say that's the perfect scenario, that you somehow got both and you gave up a ton of prospects for him. Where do they still rank in the hierarchy? They're still behind the two teams in the East and the Astros.
Yeah.
So they're just going to have to get fortunate this playoff season. They just are. They're not a powerhouse. I don't know, guys.
They're like a donut. They've got all the things on the outside, but the middle's empty. I don't know. That's how I kind of look at it. But then again, these guys are eating donuts this morning.
For those people that remember the 97 team, this could be it again. Like, that's what you're hoping for, that you just – they get in, they get on, they get hot, and they get on a roll. Because that 97 team was not great.
Just talk a little bit about the All-Star game. Indians, you know, coming back, 5 All-Stars. I mean, good stuff. I mean, and I think Jeff and I have both decided that the story of the first half is Michael Brantley, because I think a lot of people had given up on Brantley here, and to see him make the All-Star game and virtually mirror what he did last year in the first half of the season, to me, is the most impressive story of what we've seen out of these guys that we're calling All-Stars.
I was surprised that they picked up his option, only from the standpoint of, you know, durability, and we just talked about that with Cody Allen, that unfortunately a guy who is so beloved in that organization, and you can understand it, you read the stories all the time about guys just going up to him and talking to him about hitting and just having the right temperament to play this game. You know, that's what Michael Brantley exemplifies, is professionalism and being able to deal with the grind and the highs and lows of this sport and just stay at that flat line. But I was worried that he wouldn't be able to give us half a season. And you can see what a difference he does make in that lineup, in that two spot. So, yeah, kudos to him. I think he'll definitely appreciate it. He'll be an interesting guy on the free agent market come the off season. And, you know, it'll be nice to have 5 guys there. And I was really happy that Bauer made it, too. I really was. Especially after those comments last week, which some people had a problem with. Yeah. We obviously, when we talked about it, we didn't have a problem with it. I think it's great that he got recognized as well.
Chris Rose joining us from the MLB Network. Look into your crystal ball. Where does Manny Machado end up?
If I were Milwaukee, I'd make a big play for either Machado or Jacob DeGrom. And it's two totally different trades because one guy is in his walk year and one guy has 2.5 years, you know, still of service time left before he becomes a free agent. So if I had to guess, I would say I don't think he's going to go to the East. I just don't see that happening. So either L.A. or Milwaukee sounds about right. I hope he does move. You know, the other day he was in front of his locker. He was a little short. He was saying, hey, listen, I've had enough of this. I'm a shortstop. I don't want to hear the trade conversations. Yesterday on Intentional Talk, Millar and I are like, dude, if you're Manny Machado, it's like you're standing behind, you know, prison bars saying, get me out of here. I'll play right field for you. I don't care what you want. But that guy's got it. They're on pace to win like 46 games this year. It's ridiculous.
Chris, let's turn the page on football or to football here in a second. I mean, I'm still floored and a little bit flabbergasted about the optimism for the Browns going into this season, and I'm wondering if it's just here in Northeast Ohio. So I'm just curious what you're hearing out there, what you heard at NFL Network, and the legit, you know, feeling that the Browns have an opportunity to do something this year that we haven't seen in a while.
What would that be? Winning game?
Yeah, winning. Well, I'll take two games. How's that sound? Two.
Well, but I mean, okay, so the optimism is what? We're going to make the playoffs? Because that's not what I'm hearing.
No, I think that there's this feeling that you've got to, and you were the first one to bring it up, so I always give you credit for this, but that you have a general manager that is respected across the league. You've got a team, and you've got the supplemental draft here. It'll be interesting to see if they do something with that too. But just that the whole notion that they brought in some guys that have a little bit of attitude that they're not going to sit around and say, okay, it's okay to lose anymore. We're done with that. I kind of feel like today we're trying to clean out all the muck that's been here for the last 2 years, and it's all led by the fact that they have a general manager that's not only respected here, but respected across the league.
Well, yeah, I think that you do hear a lot of the same sentiment, which is the Browns will be – fun to watch this year. They've got some playmakers. They've got a quarterback in there that won't turn it over every other possession. You know, all that is true. Once again, if I set the number at 4.5, what are you taking?
I'm taking the over. But not by much.
Andy?
I'll take 4 wins and a tie. That's what I'll take. I can't.
You're
Chris,
a bad
I
man.
Can't. I can't. It's one win over the last 2 years.
Chris,
I want to sit here and say they're going to win. They're going
to
win.
It has to get better.
I want them to win.
It will get better. It's going to get better because they won't go 0-16.
I agree.
Okay? They will not go winless. But, you know, when you look at their schedule, you're like, okay, they've got to beat Cincinnati at home. Maybe they get one against Baltimore. Maybe the Chargers don't like flying to Cleveland. Maybe the Jets on Thursday night. Maybe they get one against an NFC South team at home. I don't know. You know, that's the thing. When you go through the schedule, you're like, oh God, we're not winning that. Oh yeah, we're not winning that one. Well, that one's close, but oh, I don't think so. So, you know, you're trying to find like 5 on the schedule. You're like, gulp. I don't think so. But that's not the point. I think for us this year as Browns fans, we want to just feel better about the direction of the team. We want to see certain guys flash. You want to see Myles Garrett do his thing. You want to see Jabril Peppers line up within 30 yards of the line of scrimmage. Like the small victories for us, right?
Yeah. We were talking about Peppers earlier today, actually.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I hope that they let him do what he's supposed to do. I'll leave it to that.
Chris, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
Anytime, boys.
He is CR. He's with the MLB Network, the NFL Network. Initials everywhere on Baskin and Phelps. Talk to you next week, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.